Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Friday. We are live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1, 1 hour from now, our Blazing 5 NFL picks. It is great to have you in, J-Mac, on a Friday. Pretty scary moment last night watching. Thought Miami, actually, all things considered, what they had to deal with, the emotion of losing their quarterback, good for them. I mean, they played really well. That's a lot to digest and consume as a teammate.
Indeed. I'm surprised you led with the negative. I thought you'd lead with the positive. No. That we cashed tickets for everybody around the country telling them Bengals all week.
No, we got to start with the real serious stuff today. And there are certain jobs that take courage in America. We know what those jobs are. They're firemen. They're policemen. There's a lot of jobs like that. They take real courage. People in this country regularly put their lives on the line. A lot. And then there are jobs that, to a lesser degree, there is courage, much less degree than a fireman or a policeman. There's a UFC fighter. Would you walk in an octagon? There's a professional football player. These sports have a regulated level of violence. You do not see a lot of NFL players living into their hundreds. And with all these professions, there are scary moments, even for professional athletes. And we saw this last night with Tua laying on the ground, his hands. It's called fencing when you have head trauma. It's a very, very scary moment for anybody watching it. Can you imagine being a pro football player, knowing you're going to play Sunday and you're watching that happen? Can you imagine being a Miami Dolphin? Teddy Bridgewater, hey, you got to go in now? That's tough. And in all these professions, with these scary moments, and they may be infrequent, but they happen, we often need to protect the athletes from themselves. For football players, I've seen it too many times. It's a badge of honor to play hurt. Justin Herbert last week, with 4 broken ribs, pounded on the table, took a shot and played, and was in absolute pain the first series, was wincing when he got hit. Now, obviously, ribs aren't as serious as head trauma, But I would imagine Tua banged on that table to play. Colony shouldn't play. Well, the NFL and the NFLPA had an independent neurological exam this week, and they let him play. Tua probably had to be saved from himself. Justin Herbert, the week before. We cannot just have athletes there to entertain us. And they do, magically, every week, and no league quite like the NFL. But we got to step in sometimes. And I think it's okay today to be cynical about the Miami Dolphins and what they did. I don't think Mike McDaniel, Yale-educated, Ivy League-educated Mike McDaniel, the new coach, I don't think he's a bad guy. He's not a doctor, but he's highly educated. Nobody has supported Tua like Mike McDaniel. Do I think he's a bad person? No, that'll be screamed on the internet. I do not believe Mike McDaniel is a bad person. I think he deeply cares for Tua's humanity, his profession. And there is, for the record, the NFL and the Players Association have agreed. I looked it up this morning to independent neurological consulting. And the Dolphins and Tua passed the test. But as a parent, this happens to me occasionally. You step in and you make a common sense decision. On Sunday, Tua wobbled. On Thursday, he's not going out there. We're not going to let him go out there. And by the way, you have a right and I have a right to be very cynical about the Miami Dolphins. Their owner's currently suspended. They were trying to poach Tom Brady as an owner and a player. They were trying to get Sean Payton. They're in a lawsuit with a coach, Brian Flores, who claims they wanted to tank games. We have every right to have disdain for the Phoenix Suns owner, for things we read that have been talked about for years. And we have every right to think the Dolphins and Stephen Ross have been sketchy and done things covertly and inappropriately for years. But I don't think Mike McDaniel, an Ivy League educated, I don't know many people that know Mike. One, love him, wonderful guy, pro player, progressive, smart. Is he a bad person for letting him play? No, Tua probably sat there, passed the test, pounded the table. That's Tua is trying to prove all these critics wrong. He's trying to prove to everybody in the world, he's a smart kid, he hears it. You're to this, you're to that. He's trying to prove he can make it. And he's banging on that table to play. And Justin Herbert's a young kid and didn't make the playoffs. And he's banging on that table to play. Sometimes we got to step in for athletes. They're not here just to entertain us. We got to save them from themselves. Because it takes a different kind of cat to be a UFC fighter. To be a fireman. To be a cop. To play NFL football. About 20 years ago, I went down to Arizona to watch a Cowboys game. And I had a sideline pass. It was an unbelievable situation. I'd never seen this before. I don't think I've seen it since. And so I was in the end zone, right along the sideline. I was right so I could see players come in and out of bounds. And a player, I don't even know what team, Arizona, got thrust out of bounds. It was so fast and with such intensity, it was shocking. And these players, Thursday night's not going away. Thursday night football's not going away. It's not. It's been agreed upon. Amazon's got it. And athletes are getting bigger, stronger, and faster. And the collisions are worse. And the league is doing everything it can. I believe they really, really are. You can't hit quarterbacks. You can't hit receivers over the middle. But we got to be honest about this. Big, strong players banging into each other. You're going to have scary moments. And this morning, I think we all have a right to be really concerned about how it was handled from the Dolphins. This is kind of layman terms. I would create a wobble rule. You wobble on Sunday, you don't play for a week. About 4 or 5 times a year, I'll see a player get up, unsteady, out. Don't want to talk about it. Don't care about the test. Don't care if he says he's okay. I don't care what the CAT scan says. I don't care. You wobble, you're out for a week, minimum. Thursday, Tua shouldn't be out there. Sunday's moving around. He passed all the tests. But like a parent, sometimes you just go, you know what? You're going to stay home from school. We're not going there. You're not doing that. I don't think Mike McDaniel's a bad guy. And I think Tua's a tough kid. He probably shouldn't have been out there. The Dolphins upstairs, I got my issues. But here's the coach after.
As long as I'm coaching here, if there's any, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into the concussion protocol, and it's very strict. Absolutely zero patience for or will ever put a player in a position to, for them to be in harm's way. That is, like, not what I'm about at all, and no outcome of a game would ever influence me being irresponsible as the head coach of the football team.
Maybe I'm completely naive. I think he's a good guy, and I believe him. But there are times you have to step in and save an athlete, a pro athlete, from himself. It is a badge of honor for these guys to go out there. It is a brotherhood. They are fighting every week to prove, especially quarterbacks, because you can't hit them in practice. These quarterbacks are out there, and they want to prove, hey, I'm tough too. I believe Mike McDaniel. I think he cares deeply. And it was really, really scary. But common sense told all of us, Sunday watching him against Buffalo, I'm watching last night and I'm thinking, yeah, he probably shouldn't be out there. All right, let's talk about the game briefly. I was thinking about this driving in this morning. Think about what Miami players were dealing with. The hurricane. So their families are dealing with that. They played 90 snaps, the defense, against the best offense arguably in football, Buffalo. Short week. Tua is hurt. Doesn't necessarily practice all week. Wednesday or light practice. And then they had to watch Tua get hurt. His hands fence, which is scary. Then Bridgewater comes in. I mean, how you play football after that is unbelievable. So my takeaway on Miami was kind of a courageous effort by the team. Sometimes you have good losses in the NFL. It's like, boy, this team's, they're well coached. They're well managed. They got a lot of good players. They went through the hurricane, the Tua, the injury, the trauma. Miami went through a lot last night, and they fought to the end. Cincinnati is kind of hard for me to get my hands around. I think they've solved most of their issues. They had 7 sacks in game 1, 6, 2, and last night were only sacked 1 time. So I think they've solved their pass protection. They have very good skill players, but they can't run the ball at all. And their loss was in overtime and close at the end of the game to Dallas. So, I mean, they could be undefeated, right? But Zach Taylor, the head coach, I didn't understand running a sweep on 4th-and-1. That's football 1-on-1. You don't run horizontally on short yarded situations. They also ran it too much, and they can't run it. And also, they took the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands at, 4th-and-inches. Just go for it. So 2 times in that game, they just took the ball out of their most important player, Joe Burrow's hands. And here's what I wonder about Cincinnati. Andy Reid has made a career out of tweaking. The league changes. You've got to change with it. Sean McVay this year, oh my gosh, tweaking, injuries. Zach Taylor built an offense. They got to the Super Bowl, and I watch it this year, and does he have a second year as a coach? Because it's kind of the same old team. They need big plays to score. And now people are taking away some of the big plays, and they can't run block. They're 31st in, like, rushing yards per rush. So it's going to be very interesting with Zach Taylor. Listen, he got to the Super Bowl. I think he knows what he's doing. But is he a McVay? Is he a Shanahan? Is he an Andy Reid? Is he a guy that can consistently, annually make those tweaks with his quarterback? I don't know. They just kept taking the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands last night. Game was very much in doubt with about 5 minutes to go. My takeaway was I think Cincinnati's kind of got it right, but it's not there yet. I kind of came out of the evening being more impressed with the effort from Miami. And I said this last week, I was more impressed with Tampa losing than Green Bay winning last week. I was kind of blown away by Miami as an organization, even though the Tua stuff feels kind of appalling. I'm just talking the effort by the players on the field. So here was Joe Burrow afterwards.
On offense, we're finding our stride. Defense has been great all year. You know, we're starting to click on all cylinders. We just got to be more consistent throughout the game. You know, there was 3 or 4 series there that, you know, we kind of sputtered. At no point did, you know, we feel like we were underperforming, but, you know, we can just be better throughout the entire game, putting points on the board, moving the chains. I don't know the guys we have in the locker room, and just like I said, after the 2 losses, we just got 2 wins. Still a long season. We still got a long ways to go. Doesn't mean anything if we go on and lose the next 13 games. So, you know, we're going to enjoy this win. enjoy the long weekend, come back ready to go next week.
Yeah. I think they've solved some of their issues, but I think their standard now after getting to a Super Bowl is getting to more Super Bowls. Can this coaching staff do an Andy Reid tweak, a McVay tweak, a Shanahan tweak, a Sean Payton tweak? That's next level coaching.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
All of us at Fox Sports are thinking of those affected by Hurricane Ian. To offer your support, please visit redcross.org or text the word Ian, I-A-N, to 90999, to make a $10 donation and help those in need. I just got some pictures from a friend today in the Sarasota area. Unbelievable devastation, incredibly sad. Those rebuilding efforts are going to take 6 months to a year. redcross.org. Text Ian to 90999. Sometimes I know people are bothered by this, but all of us work in certain industries. We are insiders in our little fiefdoms, our little industries. And my little industry is radio, right? And then there's outsiders. And often outsiders can't believe what's going on. And I'm always like, who cares? We know what we're doing, right? Same in football. A lot of times, football players, 99% of people in America, do not do their job like on camera. Football players do. Basketball players do. Hockey players do. So sometimes people are just outraged by things as outsiders by what they see. Remember Ken Dorsey, the coordinator for the Buffalo Bills? Everybody's freaking out. I can't believe this. I can. They're coaches. Remember how the other coaches reacted to Ken Dorsey freaking out? It's like it didn't even happen. They yell and scream all day. You're an outsider. You're not an insider. You have no idea of the swearing, intensity, passion. You don't get it. This is how coaches, I mean, it looks crazy. You think that's the first time that's happened? He knows there's a camera there. Sometimes the answer is, you know, who cares? Don't give a story oxygen. Don't feed the media. Don't feed social media. Don't hype it up. So Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes had this little, I don't even know what you call it, little skirmish. And I thought it was interesting. Like he's the, you know, the biggest star in the league and Bieniemy's an intense guy. But he went on to talk about it yesterday, and I thought he gave a great answer. I really thought Eric Bieniemy gave a fantastic answer to what we saw here.
Here's what I love about Pat. Pat is a competitor. You guys have heard what I've said in the past about him. You want him that way. That's how you want them. You want to finish every drive in the end zone with a score. At that particular time, as a staff, we decided, you know what, we're getting the ball, you know, to start the second half off. So we just want to take a knee. So obviously, you know, Pat being the competitor that he was, that he is, you know, he wasn't ready to hear that.
He later went on to say, who cares? This is what we do. Players and coaches bark all the time. By the way, Tom Brady got in the face of Josh McDaniels and is screaming at him. It was on tape. They won the Super Bowl that year. A coach can't occasionally get a player riled up? Players are yelling at coaches all the time. I saw a player for the Jets last week get in the face of a coach. Sometimes, like, who cares? When you're in an industry, you have an industry that I don't know anything about. I have one you don't know much about, but it's on television. Sports is on television. You see these glimpses of intensity and you think it's inappropriate or you don't know how to... You just don't get it. Like, it's okay. Barking and yelling. My reaction when I saw that was, yeah, that is intense. Watch how the Buffalo Bills coaches around Ken Dorsey acted. They didn't. It's like, yeah, he's upset. We're all upset. But it's his offense. He's the coordinator. And his side of the ball screwed up. If the defense would have screwed up, you'd have seen the defensive coordinator freak out. Sometimes the appropriate answer is, come on, who cares? It's okay. I thought Bieniemy nailed it. It's what you want your athletes to be. Tom Brady's passionate. Peyton Manning yelling at Jeff Saturday on the sidelines. Tom Brady yelling at coaches. Eric Bieniemy barking. Dispassionate. Indifference bothers me. Very rarely does passion get under my skin or worry me. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is
and that's
the
what people
Herdline
saw behind
news.
The scenes here when you got after me and I pulled my, I'm Patrick Mahomes in this relationship, obviously. And I just started coming right back at you, you know? Passion is important.
Occasionally, yeah. Mostly authentic passion and intensity. Wouldn't you rather, for years and years I've said about Aaron Rodgers or Kevin Durant, it's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I would rather have like a Kobe confrontation. Kobe get right in your face.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Jordan. You know, would get right in your face. Brady gets in your face.
Because they care.
By the way, Ben Simmons, you never know what he really thinks. Yeah. I want occasional combativeness.
Friction is good.
Because it creates clarity. It's like, you get yours out, I get my out, and then as we walk away, we're both kind of embarrassed by it. Yeah. But they say that literally, it's healthy to occasionally yell and express emotion. What's totally unhealthy is keep stuff bottled in. Yeah. So, Bieniemy barks, Mahomes barks, Bieniemy barks back, Andy Reid steps in. What do you bet this week? They look really good on the field.
I don't know, against Tampa?
Yep.
We'll see. All right, Colin, let's start with the Patriots. You know, Bill Belichick is still playing this game with Mac Jones. Maybe he's going to play, maybe not. So former wide receiver Brandon Marshall says Bill Belichick could be on the hot seat. Coach Belichick and the Patriots, they're 1-2, Marshall said. Tom Brady has been gone for 3 years. I'll say it. Do you want me to say it? Do you guys not want to say it? Coach Belichick, you are now on the hot seat. He's on the hot seat. Nobody wants to say it. I'll say it. Well, Colin, I'll just say, I guess Brandon Marshall hasn't been watching us for the last 2 months, because we've been saying, well, there's something brewing here.
He's not going to get fired in season, and I don't think he's going to be fired. I did suggest at the end of this season, the 7 or 8 win Patriots will Kraft and Belichick have the, he's got his sons on the staff, it's a slow roster, he still wants power, there's certain players he doesn't want to coach. I think Robert Kraft became a billionaire because he makes tough decisions. Robert Kraft has probably had to move off great executives in his companies. I think you do have to have an uncomfortable conversation with a legend and just say, I think it's time we're going to pivot to more of an offensive-leaning staff. And by the way, here's a big golden parachute in the way out. I'm just saying, I believe at the end of the season, they will have a discussion, because this is not a... And I think New England's going to win this week. I think they're going to shock the world.
And beat the Packers.
I do, because I don't think the Packers are any good. But I do think it is trending in a position where Robert Kraft has to at least sit down with Bill and have an uncomfortable conversation.
Also, I think a conversation that needs to be had. We saw Justin Herbert injured, and he looked bad against the Jags. We just saw Tua come in, and you saw the end result. Mac Jones, who's already not mobile, and this ankle, I don't know why Belichick's playing this game. If they force this kid out there and he sits in the pocket, he's a sitting duck this weekend. I think 100% he should be sitting. This Packers front is nasty.
Well, remember, Tua is a brain injury. That is absolutely frightening. A high ankle sprain, like, it's like Justin Herbert. Ribs are not, like, to me, anything above the head is a completely different level. It's a different conversation. I mean, you have too many concussions back to back to back, you could die. I mean, I was on the internet this morning. You have too many of these back to back to back to back. High ankle sprains are painful. Ribs are painful. But most players, again, Mac Jones is banging on that table this week.
Yeah.
He wants to play.
Yeah, so did Justin Herbert. So did Tua, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just be careful, Bill.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Baker Mayfield, Colin, in Carolina, 1-2. You know, same issues that Baker had in Cleveland are creeping up in Carolina.
By the way, Sam Darnold time?
I think he's coming off the IR soon.
All right.
So we got some numbers here for Baker Mayfield with his wide receiver DJ Moore throwing some subtle shade at him.
Yeah, Rule talked about the wide receivers also didn't help Baker out by getting open. And your thoughts on that? And have you seen that? Or what are you guys getting open?
it all go hand in hand. Pretty much what he said is you got to get it on the same page no matter what. But it's really I don't really got no in-depth on it, so. Just got to get up and catch the ball.
So why aren't you on the same page?
Why? I don't know. Doesn't have to be on the same page, you know, just pitch and catch. It's still a kid's game at the end of the day.
I you know what? Not that I keep score, but I said Baker will never have an offensive line or that good of an offensive roster again, because when you're on your rookie contract, that's the time the Browns could load up.
They did.
Rams did with Goff. Then you pay Goff, it's not the same roster, right? That's why you have to upgrade to Stafford. Yeah. So Baker Mayfield, this is why I preach about being mature. He had this moment in time. First or second best O-line. Best running backs. Great tight end. OBJ, Landry. He screwed it up. Now he's living the life of every other quarterback in the league. Average guys, shaky O-line, one reliable receiver, tight ends are meh, running backs hurt a lot.
You know,
that's the NFL for 90% of the league.
I watched DJ Moore, and again, I don't want to be body language expert guy, but he's looking down, he's stroking his face. He does not want to say what's on his mind, which is, hey, do you guys remember when Odell Beckham had issues with Baker Mayfield? Do you remember what Odell Beckham's dad did putting videos on the internet?
Yeah.
I think we're a game away from that, and I'll just warn people, it will be in headlines later in the show. Stick around, final hour. Picks have been money. Arizona blitzes Baker. Baker has struggled mightily. Second worst quarterback in the league this season against the blitz.
By the way, the great quarterbacks, Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, eat the blitz
alive.
That's why nobody blitzes them. average quarterbacks struggle with blitzes.
Yes. All right, final story. The 49ers have dealt with a lot of changes in the offense over the first couple weeks after moving back to Garoppolo following the Trey Lance injury. Former 49er. Boy, Colin, a lot of former 49ers love to chime in on this team, huh?
Well, I mean,
they're coming out of the woodwork.
A lot of them are stars. You know, I mean, they've created a lot of stars there.
Joe Staley now says that Kyle Shanahan is experiencing challenges with the offense after losing Mike McDaniel to the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think definitely is a transition. You know, just like as a player, you know, when I was playing with Mike Iupati for so long, and then all of a sudden I'm playing next to a new guard, there's a transition period of getting used to not having that kind of like comfort blanket that I had playing next to Mike for all those years. And it's a transition and takes time to kind of get your footing. And I think the same thing for Kyle on this offense. It's just kind of, you know, Kyle's always had Mike, you know, everywhere he's gone.
I don't know if I'm buying that. The Jets plucked LaFleur, who was on the staff. He's their new offensive coordinator. Now you lose McDaniel. But this is more about Lance and the left tackle and missing Kittle for the first two games.
As we're finding out from the Dolphins and the Bengals and the Niners, there's a lot of conflict in this league. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of injuries. This is hard. This is a very... People don't run around tackling basketball players and soccer players and baseball players. When you have a regulated level of violence, Trent Williams out, it changes everything. Now you got to keep George Kittle in the block, which means Kittle's not going to be as viable a receiver. Yeah. So it's going to be much harder for this offense. So there's a reason you spend the money you spend on Trent Williams. He's the best pass blocking tackle in football, maybe in a decade.
Now, I don't think we're going to do a lot on Rams Niners. It's the Monday game, but Shanahan has dominated McVay head to head. However, a lot of money coming in, professional money, on the Rams in this game this week. Monday, we'll get to it later.
Yeah. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So I saw something this morning. So, Shady McCoy, he's on Speak Now, LeSean McCoy, was talking about Kyler Murray, and he doesn't really like his game, the way he plays. Here is Shady McCoy.
He's trash.
I'm overhyped. Overrated. Trash?
He played like high school player. Runs around.
I think he's overhyped.
Game, runs backwards. He does a circle, the ballerina circle, then goes left, goes right, turns all the way around again, then looks for a wide receiver. He's trash. That's not how you play quarterback. Every pass is holding the ball. Let's make a miracle. This Washington guy, every game he's played, watch him play. It's really embarrassing, to be honest. Like, who's coaching this kid?
Okay, now Kyler Murray, not necessarily responding to LeSean McCoy, but responding to the critics this year after a bad start, Kyler Murray had this to say about his style.
Certain situations as of, you know, late where it's got to come off scrambles and stuff like that, whereas teams may not, you know, allow me to scramble as much as, you know, people asking why I'm not running and stuff like that. Like, it's not... It's not by, you know, want to or anything like that. I think just design right now is we probably, you know, I've said I would love to implement that more, but I just ask, you know, I do what I'm asked to.
Okay, so let's just think about the last week about hyper athletic quarterbacks. Josh Allen, the belief is he's running too much. Russell Wilson, he's not running enough. Lamar Jackson, Ed Reed said, business first, stop running. And Kyler Murray, all sorts of mixed messages on running. Four of our really great running quarterbacks, Kyler and Russell and Josh Allen and Lamar, you're running too much, you're not running enough, you shouldn't run at all, and now mixed messages. In my opinion, mobile quarterbacks, use your superpower. Just learn to slide. Now, Josh Allen, hopefully, doesn't remain the primary running back for the Buffalo Bills. But if you want to get rich and you want to win games and you want a big contract and you want to be productive and you want to be famous and you want to consistently win as a mobile quarterback, run. Kyler should run. Russell should run. Josh should run. Lamar should run. That's how you win games. It is a superpower, and about 5 to 6 guys in this league have it. If you have a super strong arm like Josh Allen, use it. Big Ben did. Aaron Rodgers does. Brett Favre did. If you have a superpower with your feet, Michael Vick, Lamar, Big Ben when he came in, Josh Allen, use it. Now, again, learn to slide. But if I'm Kyler Murray, I mean, we have all these running quarterbacks just in the last week. You run too much. You don't run at all. You need to run more. You shouldn't run because it's business first and mixed messages. Kyler Murray's a better quarterback when he runs.
You want the stat that defines this and backs up your argument? When Kyler has at least 10 rushing attempts, Arizona is 9-1. 9-1. Now, when he doesn't, when he has less than 5 carries, 3-17-1. He needs to run, just like you said. Like, I mean, Colin.
Listen, if God gives you a great singing voice, sing. If you don't get a job on Broadway, sing in the shower, sing in the car, sing at your church, use your superpower. Lean in. Some people just have natural gifts. It's a singing voice. It's height. It's athletic ability. Lean into it. Now, it may be at times dangerous or physically can put you in harm's way. All right, figure out a way to get sacked or slide. Josh Allen, please. You saw Big Ben. Slide. But, like, to me, when I watch Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson the other night against the Niners, he decided to run in the fourth quarter. The Niners' defense, which is top in the league, couldn't stop him. Kyler, run. It's what got you paid. It's going to get you wins, and it's going to get you everything you want in life. Wins, money, fame, admiration, the locker room, and probably an extension.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
All right, great to have you in. DeMarcus Ware is a Super Bowl champ, 12 years, nine-time Pro Bowler, just nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class 2023. And one of the all-time best guys, by the way. Wife just had a baby, so now he's not sleeping. And
no.
We can call him at midnight. He'll come on the air. He's not sleeping. He's up for the baby, and I appreciate that. So
listen, man, call me anytime.
All right. So let's get serious for 1 second here. The Tua situation, years ago, you know this in your career. I mean, you're 6'5", 280. You got kind of knocked out where you couldn't move. Take me to that. When you watch Tua in that situation, you were in a semi-similar situation. It's scary, right?
It's very scary. I mean, my heart just dropped because one thing that players don't want to see or here, first of all, is an ambulance and being strapped up, carried off the field, but a quiet crowd. I mean, you can look right here, man, just the impact of him hitting the ground like that. And it was almost gut-wrenching to see after he had injury earlier and then now him having a second injury, maybe from the injury, I don't know. And this right here could hopefully not be career-ending, but it's one of those things that it has to be diligently looked at because you don't want to just put a player out there on the field because the concussion protocol has been heightened. But now this is an example of now we really got to take it to the next level.
You know, the NFL and the NFLPA have agreed, and he passed the tests. And I said, there should be a rule that if you wobble on Sunday, you can't play in a Thursday game. Like, you're out. I don't care if you pass a test. You're out of that game. I mean, by the way, life is about learning. I think we learned something last night. That's how as I drove to work this morning, I thought, learning moment, hurt on Sunday, don't play Thursday, you're out. Is that fair?
I mean, put it like that. There has to be some type of grace period. A grace period of, all right, cool, if you get hurt on Sunday, Thursday night game is out. Now, Sunday is here. It's a toss-up, but... what are we doing now? I mean, that's why I actually joined this focus group with Baylor Scott and White that I'm part of for the next 2 years to come up with some even better protocol things to now bring awareness to what's going on. And now just look at this Tua situation. This just makes me even more wanting to get involved with this.
Yeah. So let's, I want to talk about your Cowboys. Cooper Rush is not Dak. I don't think anybody thinks that, but he's pretty good for a backup, and he's winning games. Is there anything Cooper does that Dak could go, you know, he's pretty effective doing that? Because I've heard people say, you know, Cooper doesn't have the talent of Dak, but he just does the X's and the O's. He doesn't run around. Do you watch Cooper and think Dak's looking at it thinking, oh, you know, he does this? Or is it just one of those things where, you know, the Cowboys are beating some bad teams. Let's not take anything from it. Dak's healthy. He plays.
No, I think that, you know, Dak can take something from Cooper Rush, and that's quiet confidence. And what I mean by that is You know, sometimes as a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, you might have to throw it to CeeDee Lamb. You might have to give it to Zeke. But with Rush is like, hey, I don't want to make any mistakes. I don't want to lose a football game. I'm going to throw it to the open man. I'm going to hand the ball off to Zeke. And I'm going to, you know, dink and dunk you down the field instead of trying to be like that star, trying to make that big play and having to sort of appease to the players on the team, right? And I think from him seeing how Cooper's doing it, now he comes back. It was almost like that Brock Osweiler, Peyton Manning, right? Peyton Manning got hurt that year we won the Super Bowl. Brock Osweiler came in there. They left him in the football game. We won football games. Everybody around him played a lot better. And then when Peyton got back, he was still hurt.
Yeah.
But the guys played to a level to where it didn't matter. And that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about the Denver Broncos situation, because you played with them for 3 years. And it's interesting. So Russell Wilson comes there and has a rookie coach. And here's how I theorize it. The rookie coach is trying to figure out how to use Russell. Russell's yeah. trying to be deferential to the rookie coach. You know, he wants to be respectful, be a good soldier. And neither one has just grabbed it. And then Russell finally in that last series against the Niners said, okay, I'm just going to take the offense over, run around like I always do and win the game. And I'm like, that's what you got to do. But I do think a lot of times, DeMarcus, coaches want to be good soldiers for their – or players want to be good guys. They don't want to steamroll. Yeah. And I think Russell, deep down, he may be cringy on his Subway commercials, but he's a good guy. And that's what I see. Or do you think maybe Russell Wilson is washed and it's really we're seeing an old Russell?
I don't think Russell Wilson is washed. I think that when you go into a situation where you have a new coach, you have different parameters, right? He's been under a coach to where they let Russell be Russell, let him string plays out, which he's great at doing, and then throw huge, I mean, great routes down the field. And so if they let him do that, which he did in his last game, that's when they'll start winning football games. It's like you put the shackles on them because this right here is what I want my system to be. But I have a Russell system. Let Russell run the system. Let him win football games. I mean, he's amazing. And you can see right here on this play how he just run out of the pocket, throw the ball. Get, you know, open, throw the ball. So let him do that and let Russell be Russell.
Yeah. Let's circle back to the Cowboys. When Jerry says stuff like, I'd love a quarterback controversy, when you were a Cowboy and Jerry had his weekly Monday radio show and he'd get people stirred up, do players just sort of laugh at it and understand what he's doing, or can it be disruptive ever to your locker room? Was it ever disruptive?
You know, it was never disruptive because we were so focused. I mean, Jerry's going to be Jerry. Jerry's going to say what he wants to say, but it's how close are we in the locker room? And you can see that the guys, they're really not worried about what Jerry's saying because they're gelling right now. When you have everything coming together and clicking like it's clicking, the owner's going to do what he needs to do with the, you know, propaganda. But when the team is hitting on all cylinders, nothing else matters.
Yeah. All right, he was on the All-Decade team. He's going to make the Hall of Fame. He's DeMarcus Ware. He's got a new baby. Congratulations on that. Welcome to not sleeping for about 4 months.
Team, no sleep. You know about it. I think you said you had 6 kids, so you know exactly about the team, no sleep.
Yeah, you know these dark circles, they didn't come from getting 9 hours a night. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I got my glasses on right now, so you can't see them.
I got dark circles under my. That's years of kids. Good seeing you, man. Look great.
Hey, good. Hey, nice seeing you, too. Peace out.
Should be a Hall of Famer. DeMarcus had a situation in his career where he got, as big as he is, he got knocked flat and couldn't feel anything. It's scary. And I thought it was pretty remarkable for the Dolphin players. I mean, what's going through Teddy Bridgewater's head? He's had serious injuries, and he has got to come in now. And I thought Miami had, it is, Tampa losing to Green Bay last week with none of their receivers, and Miami losing last night, I thought Miami's effort was unbelievable. Then in the middle of the game, Tua goes out with a traumatic injury, and they are fighting like crazy. Folks, that team, their defense, which at the end of the game was tired, they were on the field for 90 plays against the Bills in the Miami Heat, and then a hurricane hits. Their families, probably some of them, their families are, they're concerned about them, maybe some get displaced, and they fly up to the Midwest, play really good game. I thought it was one of the one or two losses on the year where I came more impressed with the team, Miami, than I was, just even more than the Buffalo win. I was like, this team's got a lot of character and a lot of guts. A little bit.
How the things panned out the first couple weeks. But I got to say, Zach Taylor's almost getting off the hook, the Bengals coach, how bad he was. Colin, Joe Mixon, 24 carries, and his longest carry was 7 yards. Well, like, at what point do you stop running your running back right into the line of scrimmage on first down, setting your quarterback up for second and long?
Is he protecting Joe Burrow?
Oh, stop.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's just bad quarterbacking.
McVay does it a lot. McVay gets criticized. Even in the Super Bowl, he falls in love with the run. He's trying to eat clock, wear it down, the feeling Stafford and Burrow will make plays late. But he doesn't want to put Stafford or Burrow in the crosshairs if you don't trust your interior O-line.
Okay, how about this? 4th and 1.
No, I hated that.
From the 1 yard line,
I know,
up by 2.
No.
Now listen, I know people will say, Jason, you just care because of the gambling. But that is stupid football. The Buffalo Bills did the same thing last week. They got a safety out of it because Miami punted off the guy's butt.
Well, if I have a star quarterback and I'm at the 2 or the 1 on a 4th down, I'm generally going to go for it.
Quarterback sneaks are a smart play on 4th and short. They are really smart. Joe Burrow... right under the center. Come on.
All right. Blazing 5.
Woo!
The dogs are barking. Underdog week. Blazing 5 on a Friday. Hour 2 next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.